This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
Conservatives are going to destroy Trump with their coronavirus denialism. This is Mike Adams of Pandemic.News, a longtime Trump supporter, someone who predicted Trump's victory before the 2016 election, someone who has been crucified and banned and deplatformed everywhere for supporting President Trump. And today is March 16th, just minutes after Trump announced the new 15-day plan to slow the spread of the virus. Notice it's not called the 15-day plan to stop the virus because that's out the window. This is now only about slowing it down because it's everywhere across America. And yet we find ourselves now at a very weird moment in history where I was on the Alex Jones show today and my views have strongly diverged from many conservatives and Trump supporters, including Alex himself and his guest host, Owen Schroyer. And I have great respect for all these people. But on this day, also, Ron Paul published an article. Unless it was a hack, I still think maybe somebody hacked the Ron Paul Institute website and put this article up because it's so insane. The title says that the coronavirus is a hoax. I almost can't believe that that's Ron Paul. So maybe he was hacked. I don't know. But if he's really saying that, then we're in way worse trouble than I thought. And then Joe Hoff from the Gateway Pundit published an article today where he claims that the coronavirus death rate is lower than the seasonal flu because he says the seasonal flu death rate is 10%. That's not a typo. I'm not misspeaking. That's the Gateway Pundit. And apparently Joe's going to be on with Alex tomorrow and explain these numbers. If seasonal flu had a 10% death rate, then we would have 3 to 5 million dead people in America every year just from the flu. So I don't know where Joe thinks that all these dead bodies are, but there aren't 3 to 5 million dead Americans every year from the flu. Otherwise, the morgues would just be overflowing, the hospitals overflowing in the winter. I mean, we've arrived at this very weird moment. It's not just Rush Limbaugh saying that, oh, this is just the flu. It is Trump supporters and conservatives, frankly, have lost their minds. And I feel like I'm living in the movie Idiocracy, where I'm the only one who can do math, so they make me the Secretary of Education. Remember that scene in Idiocracy? It's literally like that from what I can see. Like, I'm the only one who can do basic math because I went to the CDC website and I looked at their numbers, and they have a page called the Influenza Impact for all the different seasons. They got the numbers for every different season. And they talk about how many are infected and how many are dead. And overall, it comes out to about 0.1% case fatality rate. So if you have, let's say, 1,000 people with the flu, you get one person dead. Now, what happens with the coronavirus? If you have 1,000 people with the coronavirus, according to the latest numbers from the WHO and Italy and all these other places, you get 5.7%. mortality rate, 5.7%. So that's what, 57 people out of 1,000. Not just one person, but 57 people. So I can do enough math. Actually, I'm very good at math to know that 57 is greater than one, which means this is worse than the flu if we have a similar number of infections. And there's no reason to think that this won't go all across the country now. And in fact, maybe 100 million people, that's less than a third of the population. And so if you have 100 million people infected, you're going to get about 20 million hospitalizations, which means the hospitals are overrun because we only have about 250,000 free hospital beds on any given day. And you'll have, out of 100 million infected, in the best case, you might only have 2 million dead. If it's 5.7%, you'd have 5.7 million dead, and so on. And yet we're being told by all these people who are Trump supporters, Ron Paul and Alex Jones and Joe Hoft and Rush Limbaugh, that this is no problem. And I'm racking my brain to try to understand how people are arriving at these conclusions when the very individuals who are most likely to die from this virus are older people who vote conservative. So the only way the Democrats can win with a candidate like Joe Biden, who is a walking zombie Alzheimer's patient, how do you get Joe Biden to win? You kill off millions of Trump supporters. How do you do that? Oh, you launch a biological weapon. And then you convince Trump to do nothing, to let it spread across America so that it infects half the population and kills millions of mostly old people who are mostly conservatives. That's the scenario to take out Trump. And I find all these Trump supporters supporting that scenario, actually encouraging it, when the correct answer here should be to stop domestic flights, lock down society to a great extent, close the border, obviously, stop allowing international flights that are infected to come into the United States, you know, close down the schools and the churches and stop the social interaction. That's the answer that allows Trump to politically survive. And yet we have all these Trump supporters arguing against that. Alex Jones is about to file a lawsuit with his attorney, Norm Mattis, whom I greatly respect. The constitutional attorney argues in favor of civil liberties, and his argument is that we can't give up our civil liberties. We can't restrict travel to fight this virus. Otherwise, the government has too much power. Okay, well, how much liberty do you have when you're dead? How much liberty do you have when Trump loses the election because millions of people died because you didn't shut down air flights? I'm just going to say it, and I might be attacked or condemned or even banned from independent media. I don't care. But the truth is, I'm standing my ground on this. Trump is not overreacting. Trump is underreacting, and he's reacting too late. Ron Paul is wrong. Rush Limbaugh is wrong. Joe Hoft has horribly bad math. I hope he issues a correction, because seasonal flu does not kill 10% of the people it infects. I don't know how you could arrive at that number and then explain away, well, where are all the millions of dead bodies? I mean, the mental gymnastics that people are going through to try to explain their bizarre theories on this. I keep hearing from the pro-Trump community that, oh, this is a giant global hoax, that there is no virus, they say. And it's all a hoax to try to have martial law and everything. And my answer is, so you mean to tell me that somebody signed up Iran to be part of this hoax, and Italy, and Taiwan, and Egypt, and China, and Spain, and France, and Germany, and Australia, New Zealand. So wait a second. There is a global hoax to fake the deaths of thousands of people through large incinerators in China. There's a global hoax to collapse economies around the world. To what end? To accomplish what? What is it, a giant joke? Ha, 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 got you. We imploded our economy, and now the joke's on you. No, what? WTF. It makes no sense. This is not a hoax. This is a released bioengineered weapon system that will slaughter Americans by the millions if we don't take aggressive steps to stop it. In fact, the American people, I'm predicting, will have a higher death rate than most other countries, because the American people are obese and have horrible nutrition and are hooked on pharmaceuticals that make you more vulnerable to infections. The American people take too many flu shots. Their immune systems are compromised. So I would not be surprised to see America suffering a 6% case fatality rate by the time this is all said and done. And by the way, even the people who are talking about the case fatality rates, most of them can't do math because they don't understand the lag time. They say, oh, well, this many people are infected and this many are dead. Let's just do the math. And so, oh, the mortality is very low. It's because it takes time for people to die after they're infected, you dumbasses. It takes time for people to die. People spend 3-4 weeks in the hospital, sometimes longer, before they die. So there's a lag time of the deaths. And for some reason, this basic concept, and it's just common sense. I'm sorry to sound insulting to people, but again, I'm living through the movie Idiocracy, where I'm the only one who can do math. Actually, not the only one. There's plenty of other people who can do math. Stefan Molyneux can do math, and Chris Martinson can do math. And John Campbell out of the UK can do math, or I think he's in Italy, but he can do math. There's plenty of people who can do math. Zero Hedge has had good coverage of this whole thing, by the way. I guess I'm not the only one who can do math, but I appear to be one of the few in the pro-Trump, pro-liberty community who is willing to do the math and tell the truth about this, which is that if we don't stop the virus from replicating, Trump doesn't survive politically. And I'm recording this on March 16th. And the way we are headed right now is that Trump loses the election. He loses the election. He might even resign before the election, because by not taking action early enough, this whole thing gets so out of control that millions of people could potentially die, or maybe hundreds of thousands, which is probably enough to remove Trump from office, you see. Even if hundreds of thousands die, that might be more than what the Trump administration can handle. So how does Trump survive this politically when he can be condemned for taking action too late, when the rest of the countries around the world were locking things down and Trump basically just said, oh, let's just keep having domestic flights, it's fine. And then hundreds of thousands of people died. That's kind of the track that we're on at the moment. And that's a track that ends badly with a Joe Biden in the White House. And who knows who his VP might be. So the conservatives out there, even the pro-Trump people out there, are putting us on this track that will see Trump destroyed. And I find myself one of the few voices that is a pro-Trump voice, but also recognizing the reality of this pandemic. It's like all the conservatives lost their minds and decided that because the left-wing media started reporting on this, then the pandemic isn't real. Which is funny, because all those same people thought it was totally real 6 weeks ago before the media started picking up on it. So, I mean, I remember being on Alex Jones' show and we're talking about the death rates and the mortalities and all these things. And then, you know, it was real then. And then as soon as the left-wing media started using it to attack Trump, then what, suddenly it's no longer real because the media is talking about it? That it makes no sense. It makes no sense. I'll tell you, this thing is real. It is deadly. It's a pandemic. It will kill millions in America if we don't exercise extreme social distancing, which means Trump needs to shut down domestic air flights 2 weeks ago. He should have shut them down on March 1st. He should have ordered schools closed on March 1st. We are already too late to prevent, quite literally, tens of thousands of deaths, but we could prevent millions of deaths from occurring if we take action now. And Trump might survive if he takes aggressive steps soon. If he doesn't, he will not survive at all. This is Mike Adams. Pandemic.news is the website. Thank you for listening. And let us hope. Let us hope that Trump takes aggressive action so we can keep him in office, where he can fight the globalists and fight the deep state and help protect America. Thank you for listening.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe,
clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.